Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, November 16th. Tesla has managed to maintain its $1 trillion market cap despite CEO Elon Musk continuing to sell shares. In a new SEC filing today, the automaker disclosed that Musk exercised another tranche of 2.1 million stock options and then sold roughly half of them again. It brings a total sale of stock from Musk to around $8 billion over the last week, and he intends to keep going. Since Musk started selling, the stock briefly dipped below the $1 trillion valuation, but it is up 3% today, solidifying the company's $1 trillion market cap. Fortune favors the bold. On top of Tesla stock, Rivian has been up significantly since going public last week. Rivian is up almost 10% today, bringing the valuation to over $145 billion. New court filings reveal that Tesla is currently fighting a $162 million lawsuit from J.P. Morgan. This is over expired warrants that the bank claims were affected by Musk's funding secured tweet back in 2018. Some 3 years ago, Musk publicly expressed his desire to retake the company into private hands and announced that funding was secured. Even now, the message haunts him. J.P. Morgan had warrants on Tesla back then, and they adjusted the strike price of those warrants when Musk made the tweets. They believe that they were contractually required to do so, as they see in the tweets as amounting to significant corporate transactions. And now, they're suing for $162 million. Elon Musk could probably pay that off without even blinking. He's so rich. Tesla took out the Tesla semi-truck to charge at its mega-charger station at Gigafactory Nevada, as the company is receiving an important visit from PepsiCo. PepsiCo's CEO, Raymond LaGuarta, said last week that he is expecting Tesla semis to be delivered this quarter. All the clues that we see from Tesla point to a delayed delivery. A source familiar with the Tesla program told Electrek that the production line is set up in Nevada, but Tesla has previously said that battery supply constraints are holding back the program. Sources familiar with the matter also told us that Tesla is expecting a visit from the California Air Resources Board to check out the megacharger later this week. EV startup Faraday Future recently notified the SEC that it is unable to file multiple reports pertaining to third fiscal quarter of 2021. This past January, Faraday Future announced that it would be entering the NASDAQ through an SPAC merger with Property Solutions Acquisition Corporation, valued at $3.4 billion. The company began trading under the ticker FFIE this past July. Throwing a wrench in the gears this October, an investment firm and noted short seller J Capital Research Limited released a 27-page report on Faraday Future, stating that it believes that the automaker will never deliver an EV and that its shareholders are poised to sell out. The report trades credibility for shock value. The cover page reads, quote, EV for Faraday spells embezzlement vehicle. It's actually titled Move Over Lordstown, There's a New EV Scam in Town. Now, Faraday Future has now informed the SEC of its own internal investigations into the allegations and thus delaying the third quarter financial reports. At this point, it's quite difficult to discern what will happen next. As of now, Faraday Future has indeed delivered exactly zero vehicles, contrasted to a wide variety of promises. Rivian was in the same boat until very recently, as well as Tesla many years ago. On the other end of that, many of us remember Nikola Motors not long ago. Volkswagen has to halt electric vehicle production for a week at two German factories, and the reason is supply chain issues. Automobile Woch reports, quote, the chip crisis is now also affecting e-car production at VW. Production will be suspended in Zwickau and Dresden this week. Audi and Cupra models are also affected. 5,000 vehicles will be eliminated as a result. Connected vehicle system developer Cybros will integrate multiple connected vehicle technologies into the upcoming Lightyear 1 solar electric car. The first facet will be Cybros' over-the-air deep logger, which will offer precise, real-world connected vehicle data from all the sensors on the vehicle. Additionally, Cybros shared that it will provide Lightyear with its proprietary deep updater, allowing for seamless software updates to ensure various safety and security requirements. It will also provide diagnostics and internal product insights for Lightyear itself. Lightyear has already shared plans to enter the mass market around 2024 or 25, following the limited production of the Lightyear 1. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.